Anger, I believe anger is the guy, when you take in a spirit of anger, when you don't deal with it godly, and you take that spirit in, he brings all these friends. He also brings, according to the Word of God, bitterness that can cause cancer. And that's why you need our, we have an entire teaching called The Inner Healing Leads to Physical Healing. And Deborah's living proof that what was preached that day is of the Word of God, because God healed her from cancer at that meeting. But inner healing leads to physical healing. And so the reason is because if you keep these spirits bottled up long enough, they begin to manifest in your flesh. I personally believe that all disease is a manifestation of a spiritual problem, because God did not make us. Now, some of that spiritual problem can be eating wrong, but even that's a spiritual problem. Before the fall, you wouldn't have thought of eating wrong. You wouldn't eat to get comfort. And then we have a set of tapes coming out on that. Anyway, I really encourage you to get these tapes, because it's like what happens here, but for 6 hours, to just get freer and freer. So, if you go into straight outrageous all the time, and people are scared of you, or there's a lot of violence and stuff, we're going to do you after the break. And Justin's going to give his testimony. But this is for people who, you know what I'm talking about. Everyone thinks you're nice. If people don't think you're nice, do you know what I'm saying? They're the nice one. They're the nice one. If people don't think you're nice, then it's not about you. Okay? If they don't think you're nice, it's not about you. This is for the people who do that really subtle thing, but they got this really nice image of themselves. Okay? More than likely, if this is your thing, you were abused in some way. You either had a very controlling parent or an abusive parent, and instead of becoming like them, you vowed to never be like them. Do you see what I'm saying? Instead of, so you judge them. Before we pray this, everyone needs to understand this one concept, and I have it in more detail on almost all of our clinics. We were set up and made in the likeness of God to submit ourselves to his authority. Every problem that we have in our life comes from rebellion of submitting ourselves to the authority of God. We are actually made by God with a desire to submit. What Satan does after the fall, he gets in people, not him personally, but spirits of control. And now, where God had it set up for us to be led of the Spirit, this is God's perfect, this is what God would have is the perfect example of the marriage today. A husband and a wife who love God with all their heart. They're complete in Christ. In other words, they are mature. They walk with God. They know God. They hear God. And God orders their steps. God helps them deal with their anger. God helps them deal with all their problems. Do you see what I'm saying? And there's no buttons in them to push. Now, they're married. So everything that they get, everything in their relationship is giving. Because she is so complete in the Lord. She's led by the Spirit of God. She doesn't need any needs met with this husband. So now she's able to say, Lord, how can I please him? What can I do here? And then she can submit unto him as unto the Lord. Because she's complete in Christ. Now here's a husband who's complete in Christ, and they're representing to the world what it's supposed to be like between Jesus and his bride, which is the church. And so he's able to say, well, you know, I was praying about it, and the Lord showed me this. And she's going to say, well, you know, if that's what the Lord's showing you, I got a witness in my spirit, that's God. And then they go forth in their life being in the will of God. Now, children come along out of love. They're not trying to prove anything. They're not trying to get needs met because they're lonely in that relationship or anything else. Now, all of a sudden, they come together because of love, and there's a baby, and now they have someone else to pour that love in, someone else to hear God, to tell them how to raise that child up, someone else for the Holy Spirit can now say, watch out for this, and you need to go do inner healing here. And so it's a constant training that child up in the law, in the Lord, as you bring inner healing. Do you see what I'm saying? To where that child now is a mature person, filled with the Holy Spirit, complete in Christ, who then the Father in his love can bring them the bride or the groom. That's how it's supposed to be, okay? Hasn't happened yet for too many people. So what you have instead is people getting married because of their neediness or because she got pregnant, which showed some kind of spiritual problem for her to be pregnant and them not married. Now we're getting married with all these problems and junk. So now we have this desire in us to submit one to the other as unto the Lord. And now we get a husband, just as an example, who's very controlling. He wants everything his way. He uses the word to bring legalism and bondage into the home. Or he blows up in anger. We're gonna deal with it. Listen to this for part two, so I don't have to repeat it. He blows up in anger. And the Bible says, do not provoke that child to anger. But yet that's what he does. And then the child is confused, or the wife is confused, because they're supposed to submit. But here is something demonic going on. And now they're depressed, because when a believer submits to the demonic, you go into depression. Because the Holy Ghost isn't going to bow to a devil. Okay? So now you got all this nasty bondage and stuff, which is why the divorce rate in the church is the same or higher than in the world. Because everybody's tearing each other apart. But now comes the confusion that will make you suppress your anger. If you're submitting to a parent, because that's usually where it starts and then it'll go to parents. If you're submitting to a parent who has a demonic spirit in operation, you will never please that parent. That parent will tear you apart with their words, or they'll mock you, or they'll ridicule you. But whatever it is, they're not building you up to know and love God and to love yourself. They are purposely being used by the enemy to try to make you in the likeness of the devil instead of being used by God to make you into the likeness of Christ. Now, you're just a kid. You're just trying to do what everybody says. Obey your teachers, obey your parents, do what's right. In the process, you're having to stuff where it doesn't feel right. You walk off angry because they said, just do it because I said so. God never tells me that. He tells me why he says to do something. Sometimes I have to do it first before he explains it to me, because I know he loves me. I know his reasoning is to take care of me, and I know it's for my good. But he doesn't go around acting like he wants to keep me stupid and just doing whatever he wants. The Bible says, know the ways of the Lord. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open. God is very open for us to understand him. And we're always going to find out he's always looking out for us. And so if you have a parent who has a demonic thing going and a control thing and a rebellion thing, and they're like, just do it because I said so, that's going to close you down. Now, you're either going to act out that anger by getting in trouble, doing drugs to pretend it doesn't hurt. You know, I mean, you can think of all the different ways you could do that. Or you're going to become the perfect child trying to please that devil, but it's all fake. And inside you hate yourself. And then everybody wonders why you kill yourself at the age of 21 and everybody thought you were great. Can you begin to see why we got such mess out there, even though it can look like somebody totally violent or somebody totally submissive? Can you see where a daughter might marry somebody who's abusive? Because there's no self-esteem left. That's what she's learned to submit to. That's all she knows. And the pattern keeps on. And the pattern keeps on. And I cannot go over each of your personal things. Believe me, there's so many different things Satan does. But basically, most abuse is going to come from a situation where someone, you know, if you've got a father and he's scared of not being macho. Or he's scared that you're not macho. Who knows what Satan has said or done? So everything's about, boy, take it like a man. Thank God, God doesn't say something horrible happens to you. God doesn't say, take it like a man. God says, bring all your cares to me. Bring your sorrow to me. Bring your pain to me. Let me heal you. Let me take it in. A godly father would say, hey, man, that was bad what happened to you. Let's work it out. Let's heal it. Let's go to words. Do you see what I'm saying? But many of you heard just the opposite. What's wrong with you? You're so stupid. Or go, you know, this. I mean, I'm just talking how Satan's got everybody talking. Just because it happened with you and your dad doesn't make it right. But then sometimes you'll even judge it. If you judge it, you become what you judge. So next thing you're saying, I would never do that, and you hear yourself doing it. That's what happened with me. I have a wonderful mother. 30 days out of a month, she was a great mom. Or not 30, let's say 20, 27. But there would be the one or two total flare-ups. Now I realize I think she had that suppressed thing that would show up in a rage. And it would be over nothing. And it was like something different going on. It wasn't even her. And then we would make fun of her. The Bible says respect. We would lose that respect, which is wrong. That would put us under a curse. And our coping mechanism was to all kid around about it. And make jokes about it, just duck and run, you know. But it was hurting us. But you couldn't talk because, you know, God wasn't in the picture. I mean, we were raised in the church, but not in a church that really read the word. Well, then, I know I used to say, I would never treat my kids like that. Even though there was so much good. I mean, I had a fun mom. I mean, that's where I learned to take the kids to the beach and have a great time. That's where I tried to cook dinner and I burnt myself. You should never put your arm down on that door. But he carried my pain, so it doesn't hurt, so don't feel bad for me. I was between letting the soupy stuff fall out of that little casserole that was my big family dinner for that week or burning myself. And I also knew that would be a lot of cleanup, so I said, burn, save the casserole, pray for no pain, which that worked. But anyway, not that I recommend that. But the bottom line is, what we want to do, what happened with me is I judged that. I said, I would never treat my kids like that. I would never do that. And that was my heart's desire. I guarantee you, when my mom blew up, that was her desire too. And a lot of times when they blow up, because they don't want to say it was their fault, because they don't understand spiritual things, they'll come back and try to make you see what you did wrong to make them blow up. So what are you learning? If I walk on eggshells, maybe they won't blow up. That's all bondage, folks. Your children should not be able to make you blow up. Your husband should not be able to make you blow up. Your wife, your boss, there should be no one. What we want to do is not worry about who makes you blow up. We want to disengage your buttons that blow up. Those are spirits in you that are set up by the enemy to tick, to just make that other person let you go at it. So we can't change other people, but we can let the Holy Spirit change us. True freedom is when they can do whatever they want, say whatever they want, you don't stuff it, you go to God with it and he really heals you. Be angry, but sin not. The answer isn't that I never get angry. The answer is be angry, but sin not. So we, in this little bit of time, we've got to learn how to do that, plus get all this anger out. But what I was saying, what happened when my daughter was born, and the little cute thing that she was, She had a little bit of this perfectionism thing. I think she inherited from her father, which by now I would have had out of her just like it's out of him. But live with somebody like me long enough, you cannot be perfect. But I remember it would be things like when she was like 3 years old or something, and you'd put that little sock on. And if that sock wasn't completely perfect with that little bumpy part at the top, she would freak out. And it was always when you were late, which was my fault because I'm always late, and I should have known to put her socks on earlier. But you know what I'm talking about. And then all of a sudden, I would be like a maniac. I thank God I never hit her. But I'm going to tell you what, I can see where people can go to a spirit, or if that's what they've seen, and hit someone. As much as it's horrible, it's spiritual. But I remember I would blow up. And I was a nice person. No, I was the mom of the year. I mean, I took my kids everywhere. Everybody saw me with my kids. I love my kids. I was a kid person. I gave up a good career to stay home and have a part-time job at home so I could raise my kids. And everything in my life was about seeing that they were raised godly. But whatever it was about that perfection thing would make me blow. And I would just leave her. I would put her in a room, and I'd go in the other room, and I would just scream and go crazy. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? Now, this was before I knew about inner healing. This was years ago when I was just new as far as really walking with the Lord. But I know even in that, I went to God, and I said, what is it that makes me do that? And the Lord way back then showed me where I had judged my mother. And because I judged her, that same spirit came in me. And I didn't know, I was not even charismatic, you guys. So I didn't know what to do. I just said, well, I don't want it, and make it go away. And God said, all right, you know. And once that happened, I never did it again. And you know, there's nothing to, I don't want to be ashamed because he set me free. But you got to be real before you can get free. And I had to forgive my mom before I could be free to get free. And I had to begin to remember all the good things about my mom and all the wonderful things and begin to destroy that enemy who tried to make me focus on the bad. Okay, so that's the rage side of it. And some of it's even worse. But the bottom line are there are spiritual laws that you have broken. If you've shoved it, you've tried to submit to a devil and please a devil. Whether it's a devil in a parent, or a devil in a teacher, a devil in a boss, or a devil in your spouse, you've tried to submit. You've tried your best, some of you, to be the perfect child, the perfect wife, the perfect employee. Well, let me just give you a little news bulletin. You will never, ever, ever please the devil. Because he hates you. So right now, let go of feeling like it was your fault. Can we do that? See, because what you did is you were angry, but you sinned. And you let Satan have a foothold. That scripture even says that if you let the sun go down on that anger, Satan gets a foothold. The sun, that's one day. That means, get a hold of this. I can't think of any other thing that the word says can give the devil that strong of a foothold that quick. Can you? I can't think of another thing that the Lord commands us to do within, before we go to bed. And I'm not talking in a, give me a kiss, honey, I forgive you. Because I'm trying to be biblical. I'm talking about God wants you to stop and get to the root of what's really happening. He wants you to stop and say, what are we really fighting about? You will find out, especially husbands and wives, that what you're really fighting about usually has nothing to do with what happened. I'll give an example. As the Lord began to deal with, I'm going to give you something. If you do this, your life will change. If you do this, you will have so much to do for the next few years, getting more and more free. It will totally change your focus in your life. Okay? Every time anger, there's an angry issue, something tries to get you, do not blame the other person. Stop and say, why does this make me feel like this? Why? Why does this make me feel like this? And see if it has to do with your past. See if it has to do with your low self-esteem. I'll give you an example. I just take examples because I got to get this stuff to your brain because you got to see your own, and there's too many of you for me to see your own for you. Okay? This is so dumb. All right. My husband, who had the perfectionist thing, which is a very critical spirit, they want everything just right. They got a real control thing going. That's their way of coping. That's their way of trying to please. Now you put that with someone who stuffs it. Or actually, I never stuffed it. I just let it out. You could have some fireworks going. So instead of him seeing his problem, what would happen is he would say something like, do you need me to pay to get a housekeeper? Well, I was just feeling so much like a failure because of the perfection thing. And because I wasn't happy with the way I thought I wasn't happy with the way I was cleaning the house, that would make me angry. To me, that was a put down. So I would go off and, I'm trying to do better if you don't like the way I'm doing it. Now, I don't know if his motive was really to help me out or if he was really putting me down, because it doesn't matter what was going on with him. What matters, what was going on with me? Well, today I have a housekeeper. And now if he says, do you want me to do that? I'm like, honey, do it all. The difference is I'm free. I know that I'm in God's will with what I'm doing in my life. I know that I have the balance that God has shown me is right for maintaining my house, my family, and the ministry. So it doesn't matter if he hasn't had the revelation yet that this is God's perfect will for me. That's his problem. So now what used to set me off because I felt like a failure, I gave all that to God. Lord, you make me organized. Lord, you make me efficient to what you want me to be, not that spirit. Now, believe me, he didn't have it anymore. You should come see our house. You'll know. Look at his garage. He doesn't have it anymore. But that was years and years of me not feeding it. And then him going to God to deal with why did he feel like that. Do you see? Because this is a two-way street. Do you see what I'm saying? But the cool thing is nobody else has to be a certain way for you to be completely free. Manipulation. If you got manipulation in you, or you're used to manipulation, and somebody tries to twist things to get you to do something, and you may have rebellion against manipulation, and you just let them have it. So that's why you may scream at your kid because you did. No. When that tries to get to you, you stop and say, wait, Lord, why am I trying to react like this instead of being led? Show me what's still going on in me. Do you see what I'm saying? What's going on in me? And then when God deals with that issue, it is so cool when your kid tries to manipulate because they do that. If you love me, you would do this thing. And you're like, oh man, try that on someone who will buy it. And then you can say, you know why we're not doing it? Because I prayed about it and this isn't right for you. Well, such and such and them are doing it. Isn't that wonderful that their parents prayed about it and they're not you and they've got a different answer? Well, praise God. But you aren't doing it because God has put it on my heart. This isn't a good thing for you. Well, I'm going to hold my breath. Well, honey, you hold your breath. That is so cute. When you turn red like that, can we get a video camera over here? We need to take a picture. And pretty soon I've learned, no sense manipulating. You cannot be manipulated if there's not something in you that it grabs and says, yeah, if you love them, don't you hear that? They don't think you love them. I sit my child down and I say, I love you because I love you. And that's all that it matters. Well, if you love me the same as him, don't play that. God has given me the ability to love all of you the same, but you're not the same. So I'm going to be led by the Spirit to treat you the way you need to be treated, and I'm going to treat your brother how he needs to be treated. And if you have a problem with the differences, you need to go to God. Manipulation will make you so angry. When my son was sick, the other son, I would go in there and pray for like an hour with him and talk to him and pray because it was serious, critical condition. And I mean, I was being led of the Spirit. And then I would be tired and I'd be going down the hall and the other child would say, will you pray for me? And I'd go in and do a little prayer and he goes, it's not fair. You were in there for 25 minutes. You need to sit here with me for 25 minutes. And at first I was dumb enough to go for it because I thought, well, it's not fair. And then I'd start getting mad. And then that 25 minutes would turn into hell for him anyway. Because now, so what? I'm not being led. I'm being manipulated. Manipulation is being led by another spirit, not God. And it will make you angry. Let me say this. We need a parenting thing. But I'm going to tell you, how many have you known when you've planned that perfect holiday or that perfect outing as the parent? And you put some extra money aside and then they're griping the whole time? You want to absolutely, don't you know what I gave up to do for you? But what you've got to realize, you shouldn't be doing it unless God's telling you to do it. If God's telling you to do it, then you're doing it regardless of how they react to it. You're doing it for His purposes. Man, we're going to have a parenting thing, aren't we? You know, we're going to have an all-day clinic parenting thing. We're gonna make it so that kid can threaten and manipulate and everything else, and God will lead you so it will have no impact. Anyway, back to anger. Just give me some of the things that make us angry. I kind of covered the rage thing. I think we'll do all the altar calls at the same time. With rage, you know what rage is. And that people, if someone says, boy, do you have a hot temper, you have a devil. She said, I had a devil. Good. Aren't you glad it's not you? I mean, if it's just you, then you're not made in the likeness of God. So if you have a hot temper and people have to walk on eggshells around you and everything's got to go how you want it to go, you need to get rid of that thing. You can't be led by the Spirit in areas. You're hurting your family. You're hurting your children. You're causing your children to walk away from God, especially if you're a man. You're supposed to represent God in the sense that they can feel protected and loved and be able to go to God. You need to stop for 1 minute as a parent, husband or wife, and say, what do I reveal to my kids about God? Do I reveal that they're worth anything? Do I reveal that my time can stand totally still to help them? Do I reveal that their cares and their needs? Do you know how stupid our cares and our needs are to a big God? But yet He doesn't say, oh, go away. Get a real problem. He says, bring all your cares to me. Bring all your troubles to me. Oh, man, God's turning this into a parent conviction night.